This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Last name is Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N. His date of birth is 12-11-1946. Date of evaluation is 12-27-2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, and assess efficacy of duloxetine. History of present illness. This is a 76 years old married male who was admitted here on twelve nineteen twenty twenty two upon transfer from West Bloomfield Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that he had surgery for left foot drop. Patient also carries a diagnosis of chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hyperplasia, cervical stenosis, hypertension, neuropathy, obstructive sleep apnea, peripheral vascular disease, he was admitted here on duloxetine. Forty milligram once a day. Patient did not know that he's on duloxetine, but thinks it might have been prescribed for his neuropathic pain by his primary care physician. He expressed his unhappiness over being here and wants to go home soon. He talked about using a back stimulator and reports that he also had a bladder stimulator, but reports that when he came here, the controller of bladder stimulator did not come with him, and he has been getting run around by the hospital and is going to call the administration there. Patient reports that he used to be on tramadol for pain, but since he has been on narco, he has been doing better. He's also on oxycodone. He denies feeling sad. Period, his sleep and appetite is fair. Period, no thoughts of harm to self others. Period, no history of hypomanic or manic symptoms. Period. Review of systems, general complaint of pain, eyes, ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior ICU psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior ICU suicide attempts denied, social history, current relationship, married, number of children, he reports that he has four and his wife has four, reports they have 22 grandchildren. Peter reports that her kids mostly live out of state. Current occupation, patient reports that he managed a medical dental practice. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, reclatrum form and chart, nursing patient. Also talked about his wife dealing with breast cancer. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history denied, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications, MAR review, duloxetine 40 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 163 or 82, pulse 55, respiration 17, next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, effect broad, thought process intact, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, final knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, fair under assessment and plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, F43.21, plan support provided. Number 2, diabetes mellitus due to underlying condition with diabetic neuropathy unspecified, E08.40. Plans, patient believes that duloxetine is prescribed for neuropathy but could help with his mood also. Disposition, ongoing follow up with attending physician for medical management, peer notify our service for any persistent changes in mood, behaviors, medication adverse effects. Care will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of TCA. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.